This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former United Nations Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize recipient Kofi Annan has died. He was 80 years old. He was a diplomat who served as the 7th Secretary General of the United Nations from January of 1997 to December of 2006. A quote he offered some time back, "Knowledge is power. Information is liberating. Education is a premise of progress in every society and every family." According to a CNN report, munitions experts say that a U.S.-made bomb was used by the Saudi-led coalition in a recent airstrike in Yemen that hit a busload of children in a marketplace, killing 51 people, including 40 children. A spokesman for the Saudi-led coalition said earlier this month the airstrike targeted Houthi rebels in the market and conformed with the international and humanitarian law. U.S. President Barack Obama banned the sale of precision-guided weaponry to Saudi Arabia in 2016 after Saudi Arabia used a similar bomb in another deadly attack. The Trump administration overturned that ban last year. Days after removing former CIA Chief John Brennan's security clearance, President Trump is targeting the clearance of a Justice Department official. The Associated Press's Sagar Magani has details of that story.
The president's been blasting Bruce Ohr, whose wife worked for the opposition research firm involved in compiling a dossier on Trump's ties to Russia. The president says Ohr shouldn't even have a security clearance.
I think Bruce Ohr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The move to take Brennan's clearance has drawn fire from several former national security officials, but the president's not backing off.
Security clearances are very important to me. Very, very important. And I've had a tremendous response for having done that.
Saying he's never respected Brennan.
That's AP Sagar Magani. This is VOA News. Imran Khan has been sworn in as Pakistan's prime minister. The 65-year-old captured 176 of the 272 ballots cast in the lower house of parliament. His rival secured 96 votes. The opposition candidate is the younger brother of the former prime minister, who was convicted and sentenced last month to 10 years in jail on corruption charges. President Trump has again attacked Turkey over its continued detention of an American pastor. This Istanbul businessman spoke to Reuters about all of this.
We shouldn't make concessions. The United States is far away, but it wants to show its political strength in this region. Therefore, there's not much we can do. Let's keep up the resistance.
Pastor Andrew Brunson is at the center of the spat between Washington and Ankara. The White House says that he is innocent of terrorism charges, while Turkey insists his future must be determined by the courts. Both sides are holding firm while exchanging sanctions and trade tariffs. Turkey's currency weakened 5% Friday, a day after the U.S. warned of further sanctions unless Ankara hands over the detained minister. Jurors continue to deliberate evidence presented in the trial of President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, who faces 18 counts of tax and bank fraud. Mr. Trump spoke to reporters about the Manafort trial.
He worked for me for a very short period of time, but you know what? He happens to be a very good person. And I think it's very sad what they've done to Paul Manafort.
The case has drawn particular interest in the U.S. because it is the first trial conducted by Special Counsel Robert Mueller's prosecutors in their wide-ranging investigation of Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. elections. As the death toll from the worst floods in a century climbed relentlessly in India's southern Kerala state, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi took an aerial tour, inspecting the massive damage that engulfed villages and cities, and announced emergency aid of over $70 million. The situation is grim, and the coastal state, famed as a tourist destination, rivers, dams, and reservoirs have overflowed following record monsoon rains. Shares of the car company Tesla lost 9% of their value on Friday.
Elon Musk has admitted being overwhelmed by job stress and being tired and working as many as 120 hours a week. The revelation comes as federal regulators investigate his seemingly random tweet that he's planning to take the company private. Experts in business say the board of Tesla is being forced to make a decision. Do they fire Musk, send him on a leave of absence, or appoint someone below him?
That's AP's Jackie Quinn. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.